is controlled. Actually, just about the 15-yard line. Ball goes up to about the 40, the 45, the 50 in the Mountain Dome territory, and Batesville is finally dragged down at the 41-yard line, I believe, of Mountain Home. Couldn't see who that was with the on the return, but that's one thing you didn't want to give up to start the second half.
No, it's not. You know, we tried to kick it in between, and he actually did a good job of going back and getting the football, which you teach him never to do. But he did a good job once again setting his blocks up, letting things happen, and just picking his way up the field.
So they're actually going to mark the ball at the Mountain Home 42, and Batesville will start there, first and 10. It looks like it will be Childers, I believe. No, well, I say that.
It's hard to see these numbers.
It really is hard to see those numbers. The handoff goes to Cedric Hall on the power eye formation, and he's going to get to about the 38-yard line, I believe. So that's going to be about a 4-yard gain on that play.
Boy, he hits the hole so hard. He really does. A quick first step, and he's at full speed and in about two steps, and boy, he really hammers it up in there.
So it is a 4-yard gain for Cedric Hall. Second down and 6 at the Mountain Home 38. We are 45 seconds into this second half. Batesville in the I formation. The pitchback goes to, I believe that's Hall.
Oh, that's Hall again.
Yep, and he is going to have the first down as he is finally dragged down at about the 30-yard line.
Well, he just fundamentally sound. When he gets that ball, he gets it deep, and he squares those shoulders and plants that foot and gets up the field and does a real good job of getting positive yardage on those plays. But, you know, once again, we talked about early, we had to stop the run. Right now they're just pounding on us on that off-tackle hole right there, and their offensive line's doing a real good job.
So it is an 8-yard gain for Cedric Hall, and I believe that puts him over the 100-yard mark for the night. It is a single back formation this time for Batesville as the pitch goes back to Hall. He drives towards the left side and looks like flag is down on the play. And Cedric Hall does get down to about the 12-yard line, but that is most likely going to come back.
That should come back. Looked like that wide receiver had our cornerback, defensive back, wrapped up pretty good right there. And we're fortunate he turned him to the referee side right there, and he got a good look at it.
10:33 left to play in this third quarter. It is Batesville up 24-7 on Mountain Home. Let's see what the call is officially. The flag is at the 29-yard line. I believe they called that a hold.
Yes.
Yes, they did. So it's going to be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, I believe. And so they're going to. So they're actually going to put the ball at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, the hold actually occurred at about the 25, 24, somewhere down there. So he marked it off 10 yards. And once again, it's tough for those wideouts to hold on to those defensive backs, hold that block for a long time without holding.
So net loss of 4 yards on that penalty. It is second and four. Is first and 14 at the Mountain Home 34. Looks like is that incomplete?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't tell if that was a pass or a lateral at first.
He motioned him to the short side of the field, and he wasn't going to have much room to run with it because he was in the Mountain Home sideline on the short side. And once again, receiver took his eye off the ball before it got there, and it went right through his hands.
So incomplete on the screen pass. It is a second and 14 at the Mountain Home 34. 10:19 left to play in the third quarter. Again, a 17-point lead for the Pioneers. I believe that is Childers in the. It is Childers in the shotgun, and he takes a snap. He throws a screen pass to Hall on the right side, and he's going to be close to first down, but just shy, I believe, by a yard or two shy.
You know, they do such a good job with that. They put a twins to that side, and they spread you out, and they've got Hall lined up at that slot right there, tight slot off the tackle's butt, and he just sneaks out there after those other two receivers run those people off, and, you know, he's wide open. It's just a good scheme. And Dave King has done that forever.
So it is third and two at the Mountain Home, a 22-yard line. Childers under center, I formation behind him. Childers will hand off to the fullback, and he's going nowhere, and it's fourth down.
Well, he didn't go anywhere. That was Riley Peters and Foreman, Kraft, all of them in there at the time. Good.
So that's officially a 2-yard loss. Good upfront defense there.
That was a good job of stuffing that run at the point of attack right there. We had a stunt called or something. We stunted right into the play. Tried to spread us out and run that little trap up the middle again. They ran earlier on a short yardage situation.
So on 4th and 4, it looks like Mountain Home of Batesville is going to go for it. Ball is at the 24-yard line. They've got 34 on the scoreboard. Less than 9 minutes left in the third quarter, and a fake to the running back, and he tries to do a trick play and throw it down deep, and the ball goes incomplete, almost picked off.
It was. He threw it out of bounds. You know, that was on 4th down right there. That was a play action, a long time developing play action, and normally you don't see it on 4th down because they know we were coming pretty hard, especially on a short field like that. And
yep.
End up just throwing it out of bounds, and we did catch it, but it was darn near to the track when we got it.
So with the incomplete pass of Mountain Home, we'll get the ball back after Batesville turns it over on downs. It will be 1st and 10, Mountain Home at their own 24-yard line.
And that's a big stop, Matt, coming out and returning a kickoff like that and then stopping them. We need to punch it in ourselves right now and get back in this thing.
Absolutely. Isaac McKay under center, flexbone formation behind him. And looks like he's going to hand off to the fullback, Junior Williams. He's got the first down and more as he is finally drugged down at about the 40-yard line.
Now that first defensive back at free safety that Junior ran up to, he didn't want any part of him that time.
None.
He just kind of turned sideways and reached out in the corner, wrapped home to a leg. Big Junior was rambling on that one.
He sure was. It's officially a 17-yard gain as it goes to the 41-yard line. So first down, Mountain Home, after the big run by Junior Williams. Mountain Home goes back to the line. It looks like flexbone once again behind Isaac McKay. 1st and 10 at the 41. Another handoff to he faked the handoff. He keeps it for himself. Long run for Isaac McKay at the 30 of Batesville down to the 25-yard line. Well, they had me faked out.
That's what will happen when you do a good job with the fullback. It opens everything up. And they did a good job that time of riding Junior up into the line. And Isaac did a good job of getting to the second level right there and actually turned on the burners.
So that was a 34-yard gain on the run by Isaac McKay. And it is a 1st and 10 at the 25 of Batesville. Flexbone formation once again. He fakes a handoff and keeps it for himself. He's not going to get as much this time. A little bit of a gain, about 2 or 3 yards on that play. So 7:41 left in the third quarter. It is 2nd down to Mountain Home. That goes for officially 3 yards, so 2nd and 7.
2nd and 7.
Again, it's a 17-point lead for Batesville. 24-7 is the score, but Mountain Home is close to making this a 2-possession game.
Well, we are. We need to punch it in right now. You know, no negative plays or penalties. Let's continue to punch it in. With 3 yards of play, we can do it all the way down there.
Isaac McKay under center, flexbone formation. He's going to hand off to Junior Williams, and he gains
another three,
it looks like, yeah.
Right.
Just outside the 20-yard line.
You know, you think 3 yards isn't very good, but you know, simple math tells you 4 times 3 is 12, and that's a first down. So yeah. You just keep – Haworth never could figure that out, man. You're much more intelligent than he is.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? So it's actually officially a 2-yard gain, so it's going to be 3rd and 5 at the Batesville 20 for Mountain Home. 24-7, Pioneers up, 6:35 left in the third quarter.
All right, no negative plays. You've got 2 downs to make this.
Flexbone formation once again behind Isaac McKay. Liddy goes in motion, and looks like the handoff's going to be to the left, held back, and another first down for Mountain Home, as I couldn't tell who that was.
That's Winfield coming from the far slot on the backside. You know, you make that fake up in the middle to Junior and give it to him going the other way. And after so many times of giving it to Junior up the middle, the linebackers get to watching him. And Winfield did a good job of getting around the one defender that was there.
Well, Winfield needed 5. He got 6. So Mountain Home has it 1st and 10 at the Batesville 14-yard line. It's a little over 6 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Isaac McKay under center, another flex bone formation. As he's going to hand off to Junior Williams, and he is inside the five-yard line. Is it enough for the first down, I believe? It is enough.
Yes.
First and goal, Mountain Home, as they will have the ball at about, I believe, the three-yard line.
You know, man, that might have been as quick as I've seen Junior get off the ball all year long.
That was quick. He was quickly across that line.
Well, he hit the hole quick that time.
Flex bone formation, Isaac McKay, first and goal at the three-yard line. And looks like it's going to be, I couldn't tell if he kept it or if he handed off to Williams. Either way, it really didn't go for anything.
They didn't go for much gain right there, but 1 yard at the most. That's one of those plays where he was wanting to pull it, I think, and couldn't get it out of Junior's belly. The Batesville looked like they had a little pinch down towards the center right there. And I think Isaac wanted to try to step around the corner.
Gilmore was there for the Pioneer.
So it was a no gain on the play. Second and goal still at the 3 yard line. 5:10 left to play in the third quarter. Batesville up 24-7. Well, Mountain Home once again eating up that clock right now, Bob.
Yes, they are. And that's what you look for right there. We've talked about that is, you know, the more offensive plays we can run and get points out of it, the less chance they have of scoring.
Looks like I formation this time for Mountain Home. Two receivers split out to the left. Isaac McKay under center. He's going to hand off, I believe, to the fullback, Junior Williams, and he's in! Boy, he just jumped over the line there.
He did. Junior, he got over, got hit, looked like he was stopped, and you know, he does such a good job of falling forward and getting positive yardage out of everything.
So with 4:43 left in the third quarter, it is once again a two-possession game. Mikey McLean on to attempt the extra point for the Bombers. Here's the snap. Hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:43 left to play in the third quarter, Mountain Home cuts Batesville's lead. 24-14 is our score. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. Aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on Superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
Texas Superfood.
Well, good drive there by Mountain Home, capped off by the 3 yard run by Junior Williams. Boy, Junior just looked like a beast on that drive.
Boy, he did. He looked like somebody lit a fire under him at halftime because he was coming off the ball a little bit quicker, a lot quicker, it seemed like he ever did. And when he was hard to tackle right there. And an excellent job of the offensive line, one opening of those holes, and Junior's second effort down on the goal line to get in.
Ewan Platt's back to kick off for Mountain Home, and the kick is up in the air and fielded by Cedric Hall inside the 15-yard line. He returns out to the 20, to the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45. He's across midfield, and he's still in bounds. Finally, he dragged down and tackled at about the Mountain Home 32-yard line. You did not want to give that up.
You did not want to give up that long kickoff return right there, and we got downfield, and we didn't do a very good job of filling those lanes and being aggressive once we got there.
So another good kickoff run by Cedric Hall. But he is just hard to stop with that speed.
Well, he's so quick. He's got great lateral movement. He's so quick and can and stop and cut on a dime. It's just hard to do.
So 4.5 minutes left. Batesville with excellent field position at the 32-yard line of Mountain Home. First and 10. Mount Batesville in the I formation. And the give, I believe, is to Kadar Ford.
Boy, that was a craft step up and met him right there. Still a good gain out. Got about 4.5, 5 yards on it.
He's hobbling a little bit.
He hobbled off. I hope he's not hurt bad, just dinged up a little bit.
Yeah. So the ball goes to the 29-yard line. It's a three-yard gain, so it's second and seven for Batesville at the Mountain Home 29-yard line with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. It's like an offset eye. The ball pitch goes back to Hall. He hits the right side. He's got the first down and more as he is brought down, I believe, at about the 20-yard line. Or actually 21, I think.
Batesville will give you a trend every once in a while on where they're going to run it when they all set that fullback. But lots of times they snap it so quick that you can't get a good read defensively on it.
So they do mark it at the 21-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain for Cedric Hall. So first and a 10 for Batesville. The ball again at the 21-yard line. And looks like stoppage of play. Not sure. No. Play clock, I guess, again.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble getting it started sometimes.
3:45 left to play in the third quarter. Again, a 10-point lead for Batesville, and they're driving once again.
Well, he came back with mine. He starts it, and then he stops it.
Yep.
Now Batesville's going to go back to the huddle.
Yep. Now they come back to the line. Looks like an offset eye for – no, I take that back. It's looks like a pistol formation for Batesville. Gives to Cedric Hall, and he is across the 20, down to about the 17-yard line, I believe.
And that's just a play you see on Saturdays. Once they use that up back, and they'll trap that tackle on the far side of that defensive end coming to the field hard and just give that running back a seam to run through.
Well, they're going to mark it at the 18, so it's a 3-yard gain. Second and seven for Batesville with a 3:07 left to play in the third quarter. This time it's an I formation for Batesville. The pitch back to Cedric Hall, and he's going to gain a few more yards to about, looks like they're going to mark at the 15, and a late flag comes out.
There's another flag. That's unsportsmanlike. Going to be on somebody. I don't know who.
Yep.
It's not a time to run your mouth, fellas.
The ball's at the 15 right now. That's where it's marked down after the play. But let's see who is called for what. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Again, 24-14, Batesville on top. Personal foul on the offense.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was when the way the referee was looking at the guy back there, but you can't ever tell in that situation.
So it must have been a necessary roughness, I guess.
I didn't see anything. It was after the ball, after the play was dead, the flag came out. I didn't see any pushing.
So the run went to the 15-yard line, but after the penalty, it's going to go back to the 30.
Right. So it'll be first and about 20. No, first and about 16.
Yes.
No, about 18.
See, ball is at 30.
Third down at 19.
Yeah, third and 19. So Cedric Hall gets a handoff on third and 19. He's going to gain about 2 yards, and that's it.
That's it. Right there. There's another flag.
Another flag. Oh, my goodness.
Getting awful chippy out there.
Another late hit or unsportsmanlike conduct, one of the two.
I don't know what it is.
We'll get the signal from the personal foul against the offense. Wow. So the run went for no gain. And then after that, it's going to be marked off 15 yards. So they're back at the 45, and they're pretty much going to have to punt now.
Fourth, yeah. 34 from the 45-yard line.
So it is fourth and 34, Batesville at the Mountain Home 45-yard line. And Batesville's going to have to punt with 2:15 left in the third quarter. Well, if you're going to hold them, that's one way to hold them.
That's one to hold them. I mean, I don't know what they were doing. I'm sure there was a little bit of give and take on both sides.
Yep. Syed Bernal back to punt for Batesville. He's going to kick it inside the 10-yard line. It's going to roll to about the 5, and looks like it's going to be down there by Batesville.
Boy, he did a good job. I ain't going to kick in that time. Just a real soft spiral that hit that turf and just died.
So Mountain Home will start with the ball inside their own, at their own 5-yard line, that is.
That's all right.
I tell you, that's another good chance to eat up some clock.
Yeah, eat up a lot of clock, score again, and keep the ball away from them.
And the fact that Batesville's held to their last two possessions without a score, it's got to be a good sign for the defense.
Well, it's got to be a good sign for the defense, you know. And Coach Maddox, their philosophy has been, but don't break. And they've given up some yards, but they've toughened up when they've had to here in the last two possessions. And big penalties have helped quite a bit.
Isaac McKay under center, flexible formation behind him. He hands off to Junior Williams, and he is going to gain about 2 or 3 yards.
Once again, look like that little trap play up the middle right there that we've had some success with. You know, and it didn't look like it got anything. Got about 3 yards at time, so that's not a bad offensive play.
Yeah.
7 yard line,
be
second
and 7. Many people as Batesville's got up front.
Ball's at the 8-yard line, a 3-yard gain for Mountain Home, a 2nd and 7. Isaac McKay goes under center. Once again, flex bone formation for Mountain Home. And he's going to fake the handoff. He's back to pass, and he's going to throw to the left side, incomplete. And it's going to be 3rd down with 1:17 left in the quarter.
I don't know if that was, you know, we had 2 receivers within 3 yards of each other. I'm not sure both of them were supposed to be there.
Plus, McKay was just getting hurried. He pretty much had to throw it away.
Yeah, he got run out of the pocket. There wasn't any doubt about that. He did a good job to get away from the defender and actually get set up where he could throw that football.
So it is 3rd and 7 at the Mountain Home 8-yard line with, again, 1:17 left in the third quarter. 24-14, Batesville on top. Mountain Home trying to avoid going 3 and out. Isaac McKay under center. He fakes the handoff to Junior Williams. He is across the 10 to about the 15-yard line, maybe the 16, and that's going to be enough for the first down.
He'll be awful close right there.
Across the 15-yard line.
First down.
So they're going to mark it at the 15. That's going to be enough. Move the chains for Mountain Home. With 1:09 left to play in the third quarter.
That's good effort. It's like Isaac knew where the chains were that time and just kept running until he got there.
So 1st and 10 for Mountain Home at their own 15-yard line. Isaac McKay will go back under center again, the flex bone formation behind him. Less than a minute left to play in the third quarter. The handoff goes to Junior Williams. He's still dragging some defenders. And, boy, he just bowled over that defensive back there.
Boy, he did. You know, a defensive back didn't step up to take Junior, kind of waited on him right there. And when Junior got there, he got there with a helmet and a shoulder pad and
That's a gain of 7. That's a 2nd and 3 at the Mountain Home 22-yard line. So probably going to get one more playoff before the end of the period. Again, flex bone formation for Mountain Home. Isaac McKay under center. And he's going to hand off once again to Williams. Going to gain probably about a yard, and that's about it.
Yeah, he got good penetration from the – from all the defensive linemen that time from Batesville, and was able to hang on.
And we have reached the end of the third quarter with 36 minutes in the books. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Batesville 24-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You're listening to Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home.
Do Do you know how fast you were going, son?
Call me Ed.
Do you know how fast you were going, Ed?
You mean exactly?
Yes, exactly.
No, not exactly. How fast?
Fast.
Faster?
You were going very fast.
Fast is my job, officer.
Fast is your job?
Yes, sir.
What kind of job?
I deliver, sir.
What do you deliver?
The world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
I thought Jimmy John's had the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
Jimmy John's does have the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
So you deliver for Jimmy John's?
I deliver for Jimmy John's.
So do you always deliver fast?
I always deliver fast.
How fast?
I deliver subs so fast you'll freak.
It's not smart to freak a cop, son.
You didn't order Jimmy John's sub, sir.
So if I did order a Jimmy John's sub, when would I get it?
Now.
What if I don't want it now?
Then call later.
Or I could pick it up myself.
Or you could pick it up yourself.
Because I'm pretty fast too.
I'm sure you are, sir.
Very fast.
I believe you, sir.
Faster than you.
No way, sir.
Way faster.
In your dreams.
You dissing me, son.
No, sir, I'm polite.
Fast and polite.
Very polite and very, very fast.
Is that a challenge, son?
No, sir, it's a fact.
Let's burn rubber, kid.
It wouldn't be fair.
Why not?
You've got a fully blown V8 Camaro with slicks and headers.
So?
I've got a 10-speed bike.
I'll let you off with a warning.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh, located at 650 Market Street in Mountain Home.
Well, we got third and two at the Mountain Home 23 as we are starting in the fourth quarter. I'd like to see Mountain Home convert another first down and keep some more of that clock up.
Yes, we need to just keep on moving the football.
Flexbone formation, Junior Williams. He's got the first down and more as he is across the 30 to about the 33-yard line, I believe. Move those chains for the Bombers.
Well, that looked like it. That same play they had, Junior had a big play a while ago where they actually widened that option just a little bit. You know, they run the A-gap on that option quite a bit or off the guard's butt. And looked like they widened it a little bit that time, and they've had good success with that.
10-yard gain for Junior Williams as Mountain Home will have a fresh set of downs. We are 20 seconds into this final quarter. We just heard that second half, Melbourne is leading Salem right now, 24-21. Good matchup between the Greyhounds and Bearcats. Isaac McKay back to pass. The flag is down.
God,
he's trying to – he's getting out of the pocket, and he's just going to have to throw it away, and we'll have to see what the flag is.
There is a flag on the play.
We're waiting for the signal from the referee. Holding against the defense.
That's holding the receiver at the line of scrimmage, not letting him off.
So I believe that should be another first down for Mountain Home.
Well, you don't see that called in high school very often.
No, you don't.
Holding against the Pioneers.
So they're going to mark off 10 yards. To the 40. Now they're going to mark. I guess they're saying 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so it's going
to.
So it's going to be a 9-yard gain on the penalty. So it's 10 yards from. Nope, they're going to move the chains. I'm not sure, but either way, it is first down for Mountain Home. Flexbone formation behind Isaac McKay. He's back to pass. It's a screen pass to Brad Liddy. Just a little underthrown and incomplete.
Well, he's getting, you know, their defensive ends are coming awful hard right there, and we didn't get a body on that time,
and
especially on this side right here, and he just had to rush that pass just a little bit.
And, yeah, but well before Liddy even saw it.
Yes. He was open. He just didn't have a chance to,
right,
to look back and see the football.
Our game tonight brought to you by Integrity First Bank. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays. Integrity First Bank member FDIC. Flexbone formation for Mountain Home. Second and 10 at their own 42-yard line, 11-17. The fake to Junior Williams. Now the pitch back goes to... I believe that was Logan Krim.
No, it was Winfield that time.
Oh, it was Winfield?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a. So the ball goes to the 46-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain.
Once again, third down. Third
down and seven.
I believe that's actually third and six for Mountain Home. So with 11 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the contest, it is Mountain Homes driving, but they're down 24-14 to Batesville. If they can cut it to a one-possession game, well, that would be quite a momentum change for the Bombers. McKay fakes the handoff. He is close to the first down, and he's got it. Well, he took quite a hit there.
Yes, he did.
But he was able to stay on his feet long enough to move the chains for the Bombers. Ball goes now into Batesville territory at the 48-yard line.
49-yard line. It'll bring up fourth.
Oh, they're going to mark that short.
Fourth and one.
Oh, they must have said he was down early, I guess.
I guess so. So that's that was a 5-yard gain. So it's fourth and one, and Mountain Home's going to go for it. So it's flex bone formation once again.
We call timeout.
Okay, Mountain Home's called timeout before the play, and we'll take it with them. 10:31 left to play in the game. It is Batesville on top, 24-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready for hunting season? Urshland Farm and Home has great prices on items you need for the big hunt. Save $50 on a Terrain 4-sided hunting blind or the Edge 5-sided bow hunter blind. Save $150 on a Diamondback AR-15 NATO, just $549.99. Get into Urshland Farm and Home and get ready to bag that big one. Sale prices are good through September 17th. That's at Urshland Farm and Home in Mountain Home and Flippin.
10:31 left to play in the game. Mountain Home taking the timeout before their fourth down play against Batesville. Fourth and one at the Pioneer 49-yard line.
Well, I think Batesville had snuck some linebackers everybody up in the line of scrimmage that time, and Coach Maddox didn't like what he had called, so good time to take a timeout and get something else.
Our broadcast tonight brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Fourth and one at the Batesville 49. Isaac McKay under center, flex bone formation once again. McKay will hand off to Junior Williams. He's got the first down and more at the 40-yard line, down to the 35, and he's about to tackle about the 33-yard line. Move the chains for the Bombers.
Once again, move that play just a little bit outside. You catch all that pursuit inside right there. Good job of making that adjustment right there, and Junior with another good run.
16-yard run for Junior Williams. First and 10 at the Batesville 33. 10:20 left. Plenty of time in this game, as you know, especially if we cut to a one possession game here.
Yes, and you know, keeping the ball away from him is great.
Wishbone formation this time for Mountain Home. Isaac McKay under center. He's going to hand off to Williams. Oh, to Peters, that is. And looks like it's a gain of about 1 yard. So second and nine for Mountain Home with less than 10 minutes left to play.